You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take te muku tainui oku waka ko tamate hareki nui ko hotoro ta tangata ko ngāti kāngunu ko ngāti koriki kahukura ngahapu ko tāne me te ahau. I have been dancing for a long period of time now, around 4 decades, and it's so good to be able to bring that experience into a performance. It kind of wraps up my entire career with my friends in the show.
And it was a very beautiful performance. But Eye in the Sky. Process behind it, and tell me about how long it took.
Interesting process, because we started about 9 months out, the initial conversations and what was going to be some key foundations to build the work upon. It's one of the processes that I really enjoy, because I'm weaving a lot of the time, not only through the mythological ideas, but also cultural ideas, identity ideas of each individual artist within the work, and how some of their stories may weave through. So we are using lots of ways to create.
I also understand you've drawn some inspiration from another collective for this project. Tell me about it.
Just across from the Auckland Art Gallery is the Lawn Street Park. And as you go down towards the fountain in between the gallery and Lawn Street, on the right-hand side, right on the top floor, is an apartment building. And on that top floor, that whole floor was called Marae in the Sky. And it was a representation of the collective that lived there, a rainbow collective in the 1990s, who were activists and really stood for their beliefs in terms of where they stood in the LGBT community and what things they really wanted to happen. And they talked a lot around a kitchen table, around the dinner table, about things that were really dear to them in the political arena of the day. So I took some ideas from how they were and what they believed in, but also they were a keen, hard-out sportsman. You know, they really played netball and very physical. Yeah, so I drew a lot of those stories in there as well.
Going back to Marae in the Sky, it's an immersive dance and it centres on a number of things. Would you like to tell me about them?
We're focused mainly on the mother star called Matariki, and her essence is to bring hauora, wellness, to the land, to the earth, bring wellness to humankind, and basically an opportunity to come together. So this particular Matariki really celebrates the going home. So yeah, we bring a lot of those ideas into the work as well.
Also signifies hauora as well as hope and reflection, really a reflection of Matariki itself, correct?
That's right, absolutely. And it's really paying significance to the celestial stars, or those collective stars, and how for centuries those particular stars have been used for navigation, for growing food, for when to bring in wellness practices, this time of the year to fold inwards instead of, you know, summertime, everyone's out. But during this seasonal time, it's a turning inwards to really soften and Yeah, more around the home fire, more around the family home, or home environment,
Now, apart from bringing the Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki this beautiful dance, how does Tane Mete spend his matariki?
Interesting question, actually. Well, I have to admit that now, because it's a season that has... It's a national holiday now. So I find that artists are really, really busy. So that's kind of how I'm spending the matariki season, is after this, I've got another tour that's happening with another work. And I'm doing literally a marae tour. And I'm taking my big feature film and a small dance collective on tour, presenting that work on marae. So it's a creative time of the year, and love that I can share dance in that period. But I know that after these four shows are over, this is the first one that I will definitely be relaxing on that Sunday.
Definitely understandable. And where can people find out more about this tour?
Sure. The tour, well, it's because I've been dancing for many years in theatres in New Zealand and around the world and different festivals, I really wanted to share my work now back to the community of marae. So really, this particular, it's for the marae and the surrounding whānau and the people of that area. So in essence, I'm taking the work back to the community. My old people where I'm from, they don't get to get out much. And all of those that are working in the land probably don't get to come to the big cities to see pieces like this. So I've created them so I can take it to them and share with them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.